You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show here on, well, nowhere, because Indio Radio is no more for a while. Actually, Kane is shutting down the station for just about 6 months, but we are still here to bring it to you every week, just like we always have. We'll just be doing it on the Spreaker app, on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on, of course, Podomatic. So there is nothing that is going to change our way. We actually got some big announcements coming up pretty quick on where we're going to be landing. We're going to be doing some new stuff. So Indio Radio may be no more for a while, but you'll always still get the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action here on That MMA Show. We're going to be doing some cool stuff because we can do short shows. We can do long shows now. We can do whatever we want. And it's all brought to you by our sponsors, WarTape. Go check them out at War Worldwide on Twitter or at warworldwide.com. Get your best in athletic taping needs. Also to Cutman for Hire, cutman4hire.com. They will take care of all your cutman and cornering stuff. If you're a fighter, if you're a coach, if you're a trainer, it's everything that you need out there. So go check them out. Also, big thanks to Diamond MMA. They got the best that's out there. Go check them out, diamondmma.com. So, all right, guys, this week we spoke with Lou Giordano as we caught up on some of the action that's been going on in the camp of Johnny Hendricks. He helped Johnny Hendricks get to 170 pounds with absolutely no issues whatsoever. He has helped me lose almost 25 pounds now, and it's amazing. So we catch up with Lou Giordano, and it's all coming up next right here on That MMA Show. Back at it here on That MMA Show. And guys, we are talking to my weight management specialist. Now, as a lot of you know, I decided that, you know, I'm going to do another MMA fight here coming up, and it's going to be at 170 pounds. Well, I was a little heavy. I was like 210, which is not good at all. And, you know, I had this guy on, and I mean, I'm like, man, he sounds like he really knows what he's talking about. And that was Lou Giordano. Well, in that length of time now, Lou has began working with a whole bunch of really amazing people, including Johnny Hendricks, Eddie Gordon, and all of these people out there. So Lou is on the phone with me right now. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you. How about yourself?
I am awesome. So now, Lou, you know, we have been at this now for a little bit. I'm down, like I said, I'm halfway to my goal already. But for those out there who haven't heard our story before or haven't known about you from all of that, I mean, because you were getting press all over the place now, tell them a little bit about yourself and how you got into the weight management for MMA game.
So what happened was is I've been in the fitness industry, health and fitness industry, really for about over 15 years. My background's in exercise science. You know, I'm a certified weight management specialist, and I've just been working with athletes, stay-at-home moms, everything in between. I've just had a passion for helping people. I've been wrestling since I'm 10, and I've always had a, you know, been a fan of wrestling and combat sports and, again, everything in between. My brother actually started sponsoring some fighters with his company. I got to meet a few of those guys, one of them being Eddie Gordon, and he was telling me about how bad his last weight cut was, and I was just kind of baffled that guys are still doing extreme weight cutting. And that's when the light bulb went off, and I was like, you know, there's a better way of doing this. We could manage your weight versus having you do an extreme weight cut. And we started working together, and, you know, obviously his results, you know, spoke for himself. So that kind of springboarded me into really wanting to work with a lot of fighters because I feel that there's a big gap between a healthy way of doing it and a not-so-healthy way of doing it.
Now, that is definitely true, and we are hearing all about it. I mean, we have had, you know, the one guy die over in 1FC from the extreme weight cutting to the point of, you know, Tim Means knocking himself out in the sauna that one time. I mean, it goes from...
Yeah, it's happened.
It's a terrible thing.
Did it as well, I believe. His one fight with TJ Dillashaw. I think he banged his head trying to get out of a tub, and that fight got postponed due to that as well.
Yeah, it's one of those things out there that, and I mean, we all know, you know, there are the guys out there who are the quote unquote gurus and the leading ones out there. But Lou, you have really set yourself apart with this. And talk then about how your system kind of differs from everybody else out there.
So I found that the majority of the differences come from this because I've actually spoken to a lot of guys who have done the other programs as well. So I got to get a lot of really good insight on it. One of the biggest differences is really just in my slogan. We don't cut any weight. We manage it. There's never a time where you're going to water load, dehydrate, and drop 20 plus pounds for fight week. To me, that's extreme weight cutting. The other thing is that, you know, my program customizes to a day-to-day basis based off of your activity level, how you're feeling, how you're performing, what your weight is, what food you like, what food you don't like, and what you have access to. You know, in a perfect world, yes, we should all have private chefs making the best homegrown foods. That's just not realistic, so you have to take a more realistic approach to it. And really just a communication factor. My guys have to send me pictures of their meals all day long. We communicate every day, all day. And like everything else, you know, communication is key to survival, really. So I think those are some of the major things that separates my program from the other ones.
Now, let me say, guys, he's not joking when he says that. I literally take a picture of everything that I'm going to eat, and I send it to him. And there are times I'm like, well, I've eaten the same thing for the last 3 days because it's what I like. But he's like, nope, still send me a picture of it. So, you know, it's worked out. Really, the accountability factor has been just amazing to me because, you know, I could tell you, oh, yeah, it's great. I'm eating whatever it is you're telling me. And then I'm like, nope, send me a picture of it. Awesome. Okay, good.
Yep.
So it has really, really helped me in that type of thing. And just the personal touch that you have. I mean, I have done the other guys. And I mean, you know, I was a Mike Dolce kind of guy. I had done the breakfast bowls and the other bullshit that he does. And I've completely changed over to the Lou Giordano method. And so now you have several fighters who are coming along with it. And the biggest one right now, of course, is Johnny Hendricks coming up against his fight against Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. Now, can you talk a little bit about what the day-to-day life is for Johnny Hendricks with you and kind of what your communication is and how it goes?
I'm sorry, you got cut out for a second. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. What it is just, can you kind of give us a clue into what it's like from the day-to-day life with Johnny Hendricks and what is it like with him? Is it, you know, the same thing that basically we're doing, sending pictures back and forth, talking on the phone, all of this kind of thing? How is it going with him, and how is it with just that whole thing of trying to keep everybody in line and working together? I mean, it's got to be something, but you manage it amazingly.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. And don't forget, you do have to send me, you know, your next meal, of course. You know, won't get off the phone.
Yes, I do.
And real quick, you did remind me of something, because I was talking to another friend slash client who also did some of the other guy's program, and one thing that he said to me was he said, you know, he prescribed this meal plan for me, and on the meal plan there was a food item that I just do not like. I don't like it. So I had asked him, hey, I don't like this food, can I switch it out? And his advice was just add salt and pepper to it. So for me, you know, that's just ridiculous on so many levels. Number one, you're going to add salt to it. That's great. Number two, how long are you going to really be able to do something if you don't enjoy what you're doing? So again, you can't say it's a lifestyle because it's not.
Yeah,
lifestyle is long term. You know, so it has to be based off of a lot of foods that you like. But back to Johnny Hendricks, it's been amazing. You know, he's really, really taken this by the horns, and he is texting me all the time. Our communication is great. My communication with his coaches, that was another shocking thing that I've heard from multiple people, you know, that was one of the first questions I asked, you know, guys, you know, so how often do we talk? And they were kind of like, we normally don't. We don't really have any communication with the guy controlling the weight. And I'm like, but the guy who controls the weight also controls his energy levels, because food is energy. So how do you guys know, you know, what's going on if you're not communicating? So I'm on the phone with his coaches at least once a week. We text multiple times. Obviously, Johnny, I talk to every single day. He's showing, you know, sending me his meals every single day. It's just been awesome. And you know, we're right on track to where we want to be. So it's very exciting.
So let me, and I got to tell you, everybody, this one, he's not joking. I hate sweet potatoes, and it was on mine, and I'm like, Lou, I can't eat sweet potatoes. I just can't do it. I tried, and it was the grossest thing in the world. But you know what? You're like, no problem. We'll change it up, and it has been perfect. And it really does become a lifestyle change because, you know, I'm out on the road, and I'm doing, you know, even last weekend I was doing a show for Shamrock Fighting Championships doing the pay-per-view. And I'm still, you know what? I'm eating at the buffet, and that's the way it is, but I'm taking in the fish. I'm taking in everything that he's told me that's good, and I'm still like, okay, I'm doing my best. Here, what do you think of this? And it's always the answer of, yep, that's good. Nope, let's change it to this. And it works out just crazy good for things like that. So what is it now? You're on this riding. I mean, I just saw that you just have another client that stepped up. Talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, after the whole thing with Eddie Gordon and those picture services, you know, surfaced. And I've done a bunch of interviews since then. And a lot of the times guys were trying to compare me to Mike Dolce, kept bringing up his name. And I said, you know what, let me Let me put an offer out there to some of the guys that he actually worked with, really, you know, that weren't happy with his services. And then once I did that, I started getting a lot of negative feedback, like, oh, this guy's just trying to, launch himself even further. And, you know, and then here I am actually working with Johnny Hendricks. So now that I'm kind of catching more people's attentions, people are reaching out and they're curious. And Brian Levick has really just been an amazing, you know, he's a great friend. He's my PR rep, and he's been putting me in touch with a lot of these really good guys. I speak to them once on the phone, explain my way. They explain what they're doing, and if it's a good fit, then we're going to launch something together. And that's really what's been happening over the last few weeks.
I lost you, Lou. You still there?
Yes, sir. Sorry
okay,
about that.
Cool. All right. We can cut that. We can start right here back up. So I'll edit that. Hang on just a second. Mm-hmm. All right. Back at it. Okay. So then, Lou, with all of these new guys coming on, is it everything you ever wanted? I mean, it's got to be because, you know, this is – you are literally now – I mean, you're one of the best out there, and you are on everybody's radar, including Fox Sports now. I saw there was an article there. I mean, that's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy.
It really is, and you know, to answer the question, is it everything that I wanted? And I'll say this, and it's a humble no. And the reason I say a humble no is because, you know, I didn't start doing this. I didn't start my career in the health and fitness industry 15 years ago just to get my name out there and to get notoriety. I started this because I genuinely want to help people. I want to save the world. You know, as corny as it sounds, you could ask anybody who truly knows me and who's close to me. You know, I started in the industry because of my family being heavy. I wanted to help them. And what I found was is that there are a lot more people who do struggle and suffer. So my quest is bigger than just the UFC and just, you know, Fox. I want to be able to help as many people as I can. And I'm not going to stop until I feel I've accomplished that. You know, so it's great on one hand. I'm very grateful and thankful. But I'm also very grounded and humbled in saying that no, I haven't reached enough people. I haven't helped enough people. So, you know, that's kind of how I view it.
Well, then now with that, I got to ask, and I hear this one all the time, is what's next for you? What is, you know, I know that you've got the nutrition line of products coming out. I know that you've got some other things going on. But really, what's next in line?
I said this, you know, I've been in the industry 15 years, and what I've got to see and learn over those years, the health and fitness industry, in my opinion, is built on lies. It's built on sales. It's built on fraud. It's built on people promoting things and products to make money versus actually helping somebody. And I've learned in my own personal life that when something is built on lies, the truth crumbles it. So my quest is to actually crumble the lies that have been built in the health and fitness industry, lies to these, you know, to the everyday people who are struggling with their own weight, listening to all these so-called experts who are making millions of dollars off of these products and selling lies. So what's next for me and the nutrition team is, again, you know, I love helping fighters, so I'm always going to do that. It's to really shed some light on the industry that is a multi-billion-dollar industry. Yet coronary heart disease is still the number one cause of death. So that doesn't make sense to me. How is the health and fitness industry the richest it's ever been, and coronary heart disease is still the number one cause of death? So, you know, my quest is to try to tackle that as best as I can.
Nice, nice. All right, Lou. So then for everybody out there who is now intrigued, they're curious, how do they get in touch with you? How do they find out about your products? How do they find you on social media? Tell us all about it.
So on social media, you could find me on Instagram at Lutrition. My Twitter account is at Lou_Trition. Facebook is Lutrition. I have a website, Lutrition.net. I also do own a supplement company. I'm a very big fan of certain supplements, and it's Nutrition, NUETrition.com. And the beauty about that is I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm not saying, hey, take my products and, you know, you're going to be ripped in 3 weeks or 3 days. They're just really good, clean, safe products with no garbage added to it. Nothing that's going to, you know, make money based off of marketing. They're just really good, clean products. For people that do reach out to me, I try to get back to everybody as quick as I possibly can. Knowing that Johnny's fighting in the next couple of weeks, obviously my main focus is on him as much as possible. So if you have reached out to me and I didn't respond, I do apologize. I will get back to everybody as I've always done.
Excellent, excellent. So, all right, guys. Also, I am going to tweet out my so far before and halfway there pictures because it's pretty crazy. I mean, it really is. I got a picture of myself cornering a fight, and it was me and Tyrone Woodley and a couple other guys were cornering a fighter. And I looked at this picture, and I'm thinking, God bless it, I look huge. And then I take one in the gym the other night when I'm training. I'm like, man, what? And I got 20 more pounds to go to make my goal. I'm like, man, this has been amazing because it doesn't seem like a diet, guys. This is the whole thing that I can't get through enough. I eat 5 times a day. I'm full. And I like everything that I eat. It's the craziest thing in the world because everybody takes in that it's supposed to be bad. It's supposed to be hard. It's like, not in the least. Not in the least.
And that's the beauty of it. And that's how it becomes a lifestyle. You can't diet is short term. Extreme weight cutting is short term. It has to become a lifestyle. And the way that that works is it has to be manageable. It has to be maintainable and it has to be palatable. Again, how long are you going to eat something if you really don't enjoy it? That just doesn't logically make sense to me, but, you know, I think the world suffers from not having enough logic in it to begin with. So, you know, if we can keep spreading some good logic, then, you know, we're ahead of the game.
And that's what I love about it. I mean, you go out and you follow Lou on, say, Instagram, and he'll give you his logic plus fat. It's just, I love your sayings. Give it to him one more time.
We don't cut weight, we manage it. Facts plus logic equals results. I mean, that's just as simple as it gets, you know. Nutrition, follow me.
Exactly, exactly. All right, Lou Giordano, thank you so much for joining us today. Check him out, Lutrition, all over the internet, all on social media. Get with him. You know what, Lou, I can't wait for the book to come out. I know it has to at some point in time. I'm just telling you now, so.
Thank you very much, man. It's always a pleasure speaking with you on a day basis. You know, you're an unbelievable, I don't label you as a client. You've become a friend to me. That's how I like to view things. You know, you've been awesome. Your show is awesome. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it. And when the book does come out, I could tell you this again, my philosophy is always we start with the mind first before the body. And if a book were to surface, it's certainly going to be a book based off of the mind first, because that's where it starts. I'm not in the industry just to make money on and sell a bunch of lies. That's certainly not, you know, what we're about. So
I love it. I love it. All right. Lou Giordano, thank you so much for joining us here today on That MMA Show.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right, guys, thank you so much to Lou Giordano for joining us today. We will always be bringing you the action right here on That MMA Show. So remember, as always, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair. And we'll see you next time right here on That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show. One day.